Amen. Would you like to sit for our reading?
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, starting chapter 3, verse 20. It's on page 955 of your pew Bibles. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation so that it may be conformed to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord, in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Heavenly Father, as we open your word, will you open our eyes to see what is possible in your power through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I wonder whether, like me, when you come to a healing service, there are all sorts of questions swirling around in your head. What do we actually expect to happen today? What are we expecting to happen when we pray for healing? Of course, we believe that God can heal. Of course, he can. But will he? And when we pray for healing, what are we really expecting? Are we expecting just that, well, people will get better, that the doctors will treat them well, perhaps their recovery will be a bit more rapid than it would have been without prayer, perhaps they will feel more peaceful during the process? But the crunch really starts to come, doesn't it, when we start to say, well, do we really believe he will cure chronic conditions that the doctors have given up on? Do we really believe that God might today cure someone who is staring the end of life down the barrel right now? Is that possible? Is that likely? What is actually going to happen today? Two helpful thoughts, I think, about healing, which hopefully will set us off in the right direction. The first thought about healing is that it is holistic. The healing of God is not just interested in what is going on in our bodies and our frailties. It's also interested in what's going on in our mind and in our character and in our relationships. There is, in our reading this morning, a real juicy bit of gossip, isn't there, about Euodia and Syntyche, two of the most unmemorable names in all of history, who seem to have got themselves into a real humdinger of an argument, a dispute, an ongoing entrenched problem between them. It's really deep-rooted, and it's clearly been going on for a long time, because in order for there to have been time to write to Paul and for him to have written back in the days before Royal Mail, that would have taken several months. This is not a dispute that's about to go away. And Paul says that what is needed here is some help from the community. Perhaps this one loyal companion, a particular individual who's particularly skilled at helping people out of these difficulties. You see, we are a community of healing. We want to see relationships that are healthy, that are healed, that are restored. So I wonder whether when you knew you were coming to a healing service, it had occurred to you that God might be interested in healing a relationship, or maybe a part of your character, something that is deep-rooted, long-running, entrenched, something you just can't get past. Maybe you've tried to shake it before, and it's still there, and it's still stuck. If that's your situation, can I invite you to come to be prayed for today, to engage with this community who stand here in Jesus' name offering healing to help you through that situation. So helpful thought number one, the healing is holistic. We're not just looking at healing bodies today. But thought number two, well, we are thinking about healing bodies today. You see, we do follow Jesus, the healer. He is our role model for life, and you don't have to read very far into any of the Gospels to find Jesus healing people. And what is more, Jesus is also our exhibit A of what God is doing in the world. How do we know that God is a healing God? Well, because we have seen the great healing, the central event of all history, the healing that brought Jesus back from the dead. You see, if Jesus died and was raised to life again, what does that tell us about what God is doing? I think it tells us that there's a big story going on of a God who is not content for his world to continue in corruption and decay, a God who is prepared to come and start the process of healing, start the restoration of all of his good world. And that restoration and healing has begun. It has begun with Jesus rising from the dead. And if it tells us that that's the story we live in, of God who wants to heal and restore, then it also tells us that nothing is too far gone for God. Even Jesus, dead 3 days, cold in a tomb, was not too far gone for God's healing touch. You see, this big story of what God is doing in the world is right there throughout the Bible, right there throughout scriptures. Even today's reading from Philippians, which is not where you would necessarily have expected this story to be told, it's there in verse 21. Jesus will transform the body of our humiliation, or our humble bodies, so that it may be conformed to his body of glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. What's going on in the world? Well, Jesus is about the renewing, the restoring, the transforming of all of the world in that power of God, and particularly of our bodies, the healing of our bodies of humiliation into bodies of glory. That's the big story. God is rescuing the world. So here comes a very bold statement, a very brave statement. If you are willing to receive it today, you will be healed. That's my bold promise to you today. If you're willing to receive it, then God, who is a God of healing, will heal you. Now, will he heal you today? I don't know. But will he heal you for all eternity, for an eternity spent in his presence and his love? I am sure of it. I would guarantee it. If one day we're in the New Jerusalem and the new heaven and the earth is all around us and you haven't been healed, will you please come up and tell me that I got it completely wrong? I'm sure of it. Healing is coming. It is God's purposes for this world. It is God's purpose for you. You will be healed. So what are we expecting to happen right here and now today? Well, I think the experience of the disciples in the book of Acts and the experience of the church worldwide ever since has been that the healing has begun, that we see signs of it all around, but it is still in process. Nonetheless, when we pray, when we ask for God to come, particularly in his power, there are moments when that final story breaks in right now in its fullness, when the full healing of the kingdom of God comes here and now. Now, it is a bit erratic. It's a bit unpredictable. We're not in charge of this. God is. But we do know that when we ask, well, that's when it happens. It doesn't always happen, but it does happen when we ask. So that's what we're doing today. We're inviting you to come for healing, whole healing of your mind, body, spirit, soul. We're inviting you today to come and be prayed for in the confident knowledge that God wants to heal. He is the healer God, and that God will heal, that our destiny is with him forever in wholeness and completeness. And in the hope that maybe today that healing and wholeness will break in right here and right now. That's what today is about. So can I encourage you, when we come to communion, to take that opportunity to come and be prayed for and to be expectant for what God is going to do. Holy Spirit, will you come and be with us now? Will you be stirring us even now so that we can see exactly what it is you want to do with us today? And can we pray that you will send your Holy Spirit in power, that we will see a breaking in of your kingdom here, that we will see healing and restoring and rescuing, because you are a good healing God. Come in authority and power, in the name of Jesus. Amen.